This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
The holidays are stressful. COVID-19 has added anxiety about how to celebrate safely with loved ones. Is social distancing helping or aiding the stress? Dr. Inger Burnett-Ziegler is a clinical psychologist and associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Northwestern University. She's here to offer some ideas on how to maintain good mental health and work through this added COVID-induced stress. Good morning, Dr. Burnett-Ziegler.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So what are you seeing out in the field? How are your clients coping with this holiday season stress during the pandemic?
Under normal circumstances, the holidays can be a stressful time with people closing out responsibilities at work, planning to travel to see family, buying gifts and the like. And this year, there's the added stress of not knowing whether or not people are going to make plans to see family, the considerations of health risks that might be involved in having gatherings. And then, you know, feeling down about things being so different, I think is really causing people to have a lot of anxiety and sadness this year.
For the people who are really having a hard time with being isolated and not being able to physically see their family and their friends, what would you recommend for them?
I think that it's really important that even in the current context of COVID, that people take advantage of the opportunities that they have to find some sense of connection. I know that a lot of folks are experiencing Zoom fatigue right now. However, for many people, that is kind of the primary way that they can stay connected with friends and loved ones. And so just really taking advantage of the people that are in your social support community, connecting with them virtually, connecting with them by phone, just so that you remember that you're not alone, and to make that visual connection with someone in this holiday season.
So, yeah, even a 5-minute FaceTime call or writing a note to someone can also be a physical manifestation of getting to see someone, right?
That's right. And I love the writing the note idea, because this is a time where I think it's important for people to get creative. You know, some folks are planning to send meals to friends and loved ones and share those meals virtually, or, you know, creating gift boxes that have that personal touch. Or even volunteering. You know, I think volunteering is a really nice way to remind ourselves this holiday season that even in the midst of everything that's going on, there's a lot to be grateful for.
And, you know, on the other hand, for a lot of us, not having to have a bunch of family in your house, not having to bring your family to someone else's house or cook a big meal, it's kind of a relief, and some of us might feel a little guilty about that. I mean, is there anything we can learn from that part of this?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Letting go of the guilt and savoring whatever this moment may mean for you. So if this is a relief to not have to cook a big meal, to not have to host a lot of people in your home or try and balance multiple family members, just really leaning into that and saying, you know what, this is a holiday season that I'll have an opportunity to rest, to slow things down, and maybe spend it exactly the way I would like to.
Dr. Burnett-Ziegler, does anyone ever ask, how are you doing?
Sometimes they do. And, you know, I have to say that all in all, I am doing okay. You know, I'm grateful and fortunate that my friends and family have been safe. And, you know, I just feel so privileged to have the opportunity to not only support the clients in my clinical practice, but also support my loved ones. And I'll add that the holidays are typically a time of year that I really look forward to. So I've really gotten into decorating my home and, you know, trying new recipes and things of the like to try and maintain that holiday joy and spirit for myself.
Well, that's Dr. Inger Burnett-Ziegler, a clinical psychologist and associate professor at Northwestern University. Thank you so much for your perspective, doctor.
Thank you for having me.